The disinformation board goes on the shelf. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
It was never about censorship, policing speech, or removing content from anywhere.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre confirming the Department of Homeland Security is pausing its plans for a disinformation governance board.
And the board's director, Nina Jankowicz, has resigned. The moves follow weeks of criticism from Republicans who dubbed the governance board a ministry of truth, straight out of a George Orwell novel. The administration defended the new board's work, arguing it followed work done by previous administrations to study the spread of disinformation. But critics questioned why Jankowicz was tapped to lead that effort, noting previous social media posts dismissing stories about a laptop belonging to the president's son, Hunter Biden.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. President Biden taking steps to ease the nationwide shortage of baby formula.
I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home.
He's also ordering the Defense Department to send aircraft overseas to bring formula back to the U.S. To deal with record high gas prices, the administration planning to lift economic sanctions against Venezuela to pave the way to import their oil. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio telling Fox News the White House looking in the wrong place.
The oil that we need, we have. It's in America. They need to allow us to explore it, and they're not.
Analysts at J.P. Morgan are predicting the average price of gas will be $6 a gallon by Labor Day. The 76 gas station chain says it's updating the software in its pumps to prepare for $10 a gallon gas. A dreadful day on Wall Street Wednesday on fears of inflation eroding profits. The Dow plunged 1,164 points for its worst day in almost 2 years. NASDAQ fell 566 points. The S&P 500, 165 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
New York State looking to crack down not only on white supremacist views that led to deadly violence, but also the avenues that can spread them.
At a Wednesday news conference, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said racist views that can lead to violence can many times be spread via online posts and chat rooms.
In 2022, that's how radicalization is occurring, through the social media echo chamber.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James says her office will investigate social media outlets that had a part in spreading the Buffalo Gunman's manifesto and allowing the killing of Buffalo residents to be streamed. In a statement, James said her hope is to shine a spotlight on their participation, not letting it go without consequence. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Five people shot Wednesday night on the north side of Philadelphia, three of them reported to be in critical condition. And there's been a shooting on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University.
One victim is deceased and the other is injured and in critical but stable condition.
Sergeant Dan Goodwin of the Rutherford County, Tennessee Sheriff's Office, who says the shooting followed a high school graduation on the campus. The shooter still on the loose. Family Dollar closing an Arkansas warehouse found to be swarming with critters.
More than 1,000 rodents were discovered by FDA inspectors at the West Memphis, Arkansas facility in February after the agency received a consumer complaint. That forced the recall of items from hundreds of stores and the closure of over 400 stores in six southern states. Products removed from store shelves included everything from people and pet food to cosmetics, as well as medical devices and over-the-counter meds. Family Dollar says it's not aware of any illnesses relating to the recall. The company says the distribution center will be shuttered by the end of October, affecting approximately 300 employees. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.